Crimp Yard Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. It's Global Fest 2019. I'm Bob Boylan. I am in the studio with Anastasia Tsoulkis, our reporter for NPR Music, covers culture from all over the world. Welcome. And then Rob Weisberg is here, Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise from WFMU.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. And joining us for the first time, Catalina Maria Johnson. Hello there. Music journalist, host, producer of Beat Latino on Chicago Public Media's Vocalo.
Hello, Bob. It's great to be here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We missed Banning Air this year. Banning is where?
Madagascar.
Oh,
I'm having a very hard time feeling sorry for him at this moment.
Let's listen to this music, which is, this is the music of 47 Soul, and we'll come back and talk about them.
Put the soul in the 47. No wage and no guarantee. No landlord on your back now. No country, no form. Back to the peasant, to the fellaheen born.
Anastasia, do you want to tell us about this remarkable, this big bass drum lead singer was holding a big bass drum pounding this?
Pounding the hell out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a group of four guys, all of whom are of Palestinian descent, and they take, they call themselves Electronic Devka. So they take this folk form from not just Palestine, but throughout that area, sort of the eastern half of the Mediterranean. Like if you think of that as a circle, like all those countries around there, they have this dance style. And on top of that Devka beat, they layer synths and emceeing and some big kind of big lusty choruses talking about Palestinian issues. And they were formed in Jordan a few years ago, but one of the members grew up in D.C., two of them, I think, in Jordan, and the other one in Israel. But they're sort of united under this front. And their music is, I think, super catchy, super danceable, super good for air drumming.
And uniting, it feels, in terms of message.
Totally, right? Totally.
That first song was kind of their theme song, though, and kind of my favorite. It's from their first album. They have a new album out. But Into the Sham Step, which
Into
is what
the
they kind of call their trademark variation of Devka.
Yeah, so Ashems is this area of the Eastern Mediterranean, these countries. And they sort of use that term to call it Sham Step, kind of like dubstep, but a little different, a little twist on that.
What was interesting to me about seeing them here and is that they often mention that they are fighting for the right to move, the right to have movement, the freedom of movement. And that comes through, they celebrate it, but you also get the struggle of not having the freedom of the movement.
And that's also something that they talk about. They talk about the universal right to move around, that it's the right for all people. And I think they've tried really hard to not localize their message. I mean, there's some stuff that's definitely Palestinian related, but they've clearly made a big move to say, one of their refrains is, all land is holy land. Mm-hmm. You know, all people are chosen people. And obviously there are political messages in there, but I think it's also this bid for universality and inclusion that everybody can get behind, at least on the dance floor.
And one of the other songs, what I was trying to remember the words, where we as people, we moved when others didn't, and now everybody moves, and then they, you know, we are also bound now as well.
And so that's what the name of the band refers to, too, is 47 was the last year that people of Palestinian heritage had free movement across borders.
Wow.
Yeah, so like that's sort of embedded. It's really in their DNA.
For those who have never been, Global Fest is a music festival at the top of January. It's 12 bands, or last night was 11 because the great mighty Sparrow couldn't be there for health reasons. So it's roughly a dozen bands on three stages over the course of an evening. It is just a fantastic evening of music if you've never done it. And you want something to kick off your year and for many people find music they've never ever discovered, it's a thrill. A lot of walking up and down stairs, but it's a thrill.
That's right. New Year's resolutions of two stripes. New music and exercise, right?
Exactly. One of the more amazing bands was a band from Cuba. I think I counted 17 musicians, but it may have been 16 or 18. They moved.
It's like about a dozen. But it's an amazing supergroup called Orquestra Acocan, which is it's kind of a Cuban-New York combo who are looking back and forward at the same time. They're inspired by 40s and 50s mambo from Cuba, the classic, kind of sort of this classic age of the
big
mambo
dance
style. When mambo was a dance craze here in the U.S. too.
Very nightclub dress.
Yeah.
I mean, the lead singer was dressed all in white.
Pepito Gomez.
Pepito Gomez.
Yeah. It's interesting because Pepito, so he's from Cuba, and he had played with a song. He's a great singer. Sung with a lot of what they call timba, which is kind of the current salsa style out of Cuba. Very polished music. But he had never actually sung this old school style himself. He wound up moving here to the U.S., and through band connections, he met Jacob Plasse, who's a young guy here in New York who has a couple of great bands, also produces records and has a record label. And they had the idea to, like, let's see if we can put something together. They went to this famous, famous studio called Agram, where all these classic records came out from Havana, and put together this amazing album. So here's this dream project. There's another producer involved too. There are kind of three like dream people. Mike Eckroth is another producer along with Jacob and Pepito. Dream project, the record comes out and it makes a huge splash. They've been nominated for a Grammy actually. And they put on this incredible live show. And you know what they're doing? They're based on the traditional music, but they do twists with it. And one song, the song we're listening to, kind of a case in point, is called Mambo Rapidito, which is, I think, a little bit of a kind of play because it's like a little fast, but it's actually very fast. Revved up, it's got some dissonance in the piano part. They do these great solos. It's really a great live band. And for those who love to hear an organic big band sound, which is not easy to pull off, getting the musicians here from Cuba, the visas and everything. Amazing band.
Let's hear it.
Mambo muy cortico, ven y baila los sabrosos, ven y baila un poquito. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya,
se acaba.
El mambo se acaba,
se acaba.
Esto se acaba ya,
se acaba, baby.
El mambo se acaba.
Mueve la cintura pa' que goce tu manera, que este mambo que te traigo se ha gozado donde quiera. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya.
I want to add one thing, which is that Global Fest has taken on, it's been at a number of different venues over the years. Last night, it was at the Copacabana, right?
Yeah, and so that's a storied name that you think of, like the high life, lush big bands like Mario Bauza or Machito, or, you know, these big New York Cuban connections. And then when they booked Global Fest for this year, one of the organizers, Bill Bragan, said from the stage last night, as soon as they knew that they were at the Copa, this was the first band they brought.
10 more seconds of this. It is so good. All sorts of music. We've played really dancey stuff. Let's go somewhere completely different. Let's go to Jeremy Dutcher, who is an artist we have featured and NPR Music has madly embraced this year. Completely unusual record. Deep history, going back to Wax Cylinders. Do you want to take it from here, Catalina?
110-year-old Wax Cylinders. Wow. I've loved Jeremy Dutcher for some time, and he came on my radar as this young, very young, I think he's about 27, operatically trained tenor. He's also trained as an ethnomusicologist, and he's a member of the Walestoquiyik Tobik First Nation. And in addition to his classical studies, his ethnomusicology studies, he apprenticed with a song carrier, an elder, Maggie Paul. And she told him, you need to hear your people's music, and you can hear it at this museum. There's some old archival recordings. And he found these 110-year-old archival recordings digitized off of wax cylinders, and he started to study them and try to learn them, and sat down at the piano, was trying to learn them, sing along. I have to say that he is one of the few speakers. He's trying to learn the language that he kind of understood from his mother. There are less than 100 speakers of this language.
And the name of the language is?
Wolastoq.
And the people come from what part of?
Well, it's eastern Canada, and I think some of the reserves or reservations bordered into the United States. And the British called them the Maliseet, but that's not their traditional name. And less than 100 speakers of this language, and he found these songs. He was trying to learn them, and in sampling them and learning them and going back and forth, he started to compose around them. And he composed kind of operatic-y type ballads. He was very interested in putting both what we consider Western high art and his traditional songs in parity on an equal level as equal members of the music. And I think he succeeded.
And literally, he put 110-year-old wax cylinders with modern music. We play a little bit. I love that last night Jeremy's playing this 110-year-old wax cylinder from an iPad on stage. He's behind a keyboard, he's playing piano, he's singing. An astonishing cellist from Germany. And then this intense percussionist who's much more intense than we hear on the recorded on Jeremy's record. It was really just a fantastic trio. And bringing these worlds together on the rooftop of the...
The Copa.
It was really surreal and wonderful.
And what was surreal to me is that Jeremy Dutcher said from the stage that this was his first visit to the U.S. And he's already become kind of a huge deal in Canada. He won the Polaris Music Prize. So there's really a lot of excitement about him. And one of the other things I wanted to say is that it is so interesting to me that he's one of a number of Global Fest artists over the years who is really intentionally engaging with old recordings. A couple of years ago, there was Sam Lee, who's a British song collector, who collects traveler songs and gypsy songs. And it's so interesting to me that there's this... And he's on the young side, too. And what interests me so much is that you have this generation of artists who know all the same music that all the rest of us do, right? But they're choosing very deliberately to honor certain roots traditions and integrate them into other traditions. And as you said, Catalina, put them in parity with each other and sort of put them in new juxtapositions. But to take those very old wax cylinder recordings or to talk to singers who are in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and put them into a new sitting. It's a really beautiful choice.
There were some other juxtapositions last night. I'll play this from Chawa. This is a song people know, Little Liza Jane, right? And just to set the stage a little bit, we have a very feathered band from New Orleans here, Rob Weisberg.
Chawa are a lot of fun because they pull together two great streams. One of the leaders of the band is his grandson, one of the famous Mardi Gras Indians from New Orleans. And the band also, so they pull on the Mardi Gras tradition, Mardi Gras headdresses and everything, which were hitting the short ceiling of the room they were playing in. It was pretty funny. They're in the shortest room. But then also the second line brass band tradition, which are kind of related but separate. But the brass band thing has kind of blown up in the last couple decades with a lot of younger musicians playing.
A little funkier, too.
It's a little funkier. You can get funkier with it. This is Liza Jane, a classic. And they did interesting talking about how people relate young musicians to older and newer music. They started off with a kind of pattern that I've seen a lot of younger bands do who are delving into their roots, which is do an album of mostly covers, classic standards, especially in New Orleans you do that. People hear this music before. But then their new album is all new original stuff. That's the path they're following, doing a great job. They're a really fun band.
Let's hear a little more of this old one. It's hard to take it down on there, right? They were a lot of fun.
Their name means Chihuahua means we're coming for you. So, but they've been in a good way.
Yeah, good. And then other music that had American roots and folk. This is Little Liza Jane's probably the turn of the 20th century, right? About 1910 or something. And then there was another artist there, Amethyst Kia. Was a really wonderful singer. I'd seen she lives in the Americana world. If you could want to put people in places, I saw her at Americana Fest. She has an extraordinary voice. I want to play a song, "Darling Corey," which has also been known as "Darling Cora." Darling, it's another turn of the century folk song. Let's hear the song, and then I'll come back and Anastasia will tell us a little more about Amethyst Kia.
So Amethyst Kia with a voice that will just stop you dead in your tracks. And what I loved about the set she did at Global Fest is she kept flipping between originals. There was a song, The Worst, about a bad breakup. And then going to a Reverend Gary Davis cover. She covered Jolene. You know, she has a real thread of continuity between past and present that I really like. And she's just a very arresting presence on stage. And I know she's been working very recently with Rhiannon Giddens. And
Russell, I think, from Birds of Chicago. Well, a trio called What Songs of Our Native Daughters. I think
yeah.
And now Rhiannon Giddens was in a group called
Carolina Chocolate Drops,
which I guess Amethyst Kia is now part of. This is kind of exciting, kind of what they called black banjo, African American acoustic traditional roots music, and we're seeing more and more interesting artists pop up,
and she's exploring those roots,
and it makes sense that they would get together. And yeah, she was doing beautiful things, and it was just nice to see an exciting new face in that, a relatively new face in this.
I think it's also really wonderful to see, like, people that think about world music, they think international, and to like look right in our own land at these deeply rooted musics.
Tennessee, Kentucky,
exactly.
Right.
So
global. I'm Bob Boylan. We're talking about Global Fest 2019. I'm here with Anastasia Tsoulkis, Rob Weisberg, Catalina Maria Johnson. We've gone all over the world and our own backyard. We haven't hit too much classical besides Jeremy Dutcher, but there was a beautiful singer, Margot Herrera, and Brooklyn Rider. Brooklyn Rider, people know we've covered much of classical music quartet.
Classical and beyond, I think it's fair to say.
Thank you. Okay, good. Catalina, you want to tell us about Margot Herrera?
Margot Herrera is a jazz singer. She kind of self-classifies as jazz from Mexico. An amazing, but always stretches those boundaries for sure. And she sings in several languages, Spanish, English, and Portuguese. And in this particular project, which is, there's an album that's come out called Dreamers with Brooklyn Rider. She is this beautiful, I mean, she's herself kind of tall and languid and also smoky voice, and it's surrounded by this quartet, this string quartet. It's really a beautiful experience. Yet the songs, they're all written, most of them, by poets and singer-songwriters from Ibero-America, from all of Latin America, that have suffered tragedy and violence in their own lands. Out of that comes just beauty. The beauty of that survives, and the beauty of art that survives in the midst of all of this tragedy. So the song I focused on is actually by I'm half Mexican, so our Nobel laureate literature and Octavio Paz poem called Niña. And it's about a young child, a young girl, who has command, dominion over the world. So you get that sense of the power of the feminine, and you get the classical context for it, the beyond classical. It's a heady package.
Let's hear some. And the strings behind this, I assume Brooklyn Rider worked with her and did the arrangements for this beautiful music. Yes, Anastasia?
Well, one thing I want to say about Brooklyn Rider is you hear string quartet plus singer, you're expecting something super lush, maybe cheesy, and I think this totally belies that notion. You hear this super spiky, you know, they're whacking their bows in a way that kind of reminds you of slap bass, you know, and it's gritty and it's spiky, and to me it's incredible cabaret music. Like, there's something very intimate about this music and very intimate setting. And they maybe were not served really well in the space they were at Global Fest because, you know, it's a loud space. It's an industry event, so there are a lot of people chatting in the background and making deals. but, you know, this is music.
Hopefully booking this band.
Booking this band, hopefully. But it's one of those things that this album that comes from Dreamers, you know, I think it's no accident that they put out this album right now, given the political climate. But it's one of the albums that was on our Best of 2018 list at NPR Music. And it's one of those albums that you can put on with a glass of your favorite something and sort of just sink down into in a really beautiful way.
A number of bands last night who sang songs that weren't in English and yet still transcended. And this was certainly one of the ones that was most powerful to me. But the other one that did that, with the, and you mentioned Cabaret, was this group called Dach Daughters.
Right. Yeah. Well, Dach Daughters is a little different because their performance is driven more by the text, which is, they use a lot of poetry and prose, some English, Shakespeare, but also Ukrainian poets. Let me do some Rudyard Kipling, too, actually. But they're from Ukraine, from Kiev, out of this art center. And they make it work with text, but also visually. But without knowing the text, yes, you felt a little bit like there's something more there that I don't quite know.
There's a lot
what are
more
they,
there.
Because they were performing. They're acting out their pieces. They were the most performative on multiple levels.
And anybody who's seen Daka Braka, a group we've covered on All Songs Considered, but also...
And had a Tiny Desk.
A Tiny Desk. We'll know the theatricality here. This, in this case, it's all women, seven or eight.
Seven, yeah. They come out of the same art center as Daka Braka, actually. Daka Braka kind of went a little more for this driving musical thing. And this, but they're all, Daka Braka and Dach Daughters, the group we saw last night, all actors. This group is more specifically orients their show towards that. They're thought of as kind of a, they call it freak cabaret. And they wear kind of white face makeup and hugely gestural. I mean, really quite something to see.
White face makeup, but like super stereotypical like doll face makeup, you know, bright pink cheeks and really big eyes and very bright mouths and like in this like in
doll-like,
super doll-like, yeah, sort gestures. Of mannequin gestures, yeah. The most crafty performance last night.
There was a video online on YouTube. I'm going to actually just play some of this. The song is sort of about why there's so much evil in the world.
Бігає так файно, вправно, ладно, добре, навіть літає. Може, все вона, ага, але одного я не можу зрозуміти. Чому на світі так багато зла, 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 зла?
Чому на світі так багато зла?
Basically, the humans can do all these wonderful things, and they're in the video. They're the seven women are dragging this man rabbit around and saying, "Why is there so much evil in the world?" Must watch it. This is Dach Daughters. Really, really fun and poignant. A quick lightning round because we're not going to cover every single group that we saw at Global Fest. Debashish Bhattacharya opened one of the stages last night. He's somebody who we've covered on All Songs Considered. We've had done a Tiny Desk concert with years ago. Brilliant lap steel, Indian guitar, newest record, had a lot of Hawaiian influences in it, which is some of where he got his start playing music on a Hawaiian lap steel.
Gato Preto. It's led by a duo, Lee Bass, and he's Ghanaian German, and Gata is Mozambique Portuguese, and they do this kind of post-apocalyptic sci-fi Afrofuturism with a large dose of goth punk. And that is a mouthful, and it's also incredibly danceable. So
they're kind of playing off something that's been going on the last decade plus, kind of via Europe, this kuduro, the Afro-Portuguese, four to the floor, pumping, upbeat, dance music, and that's what they do. They really do club music, boom, 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 fast, fast, fast. they're really amazing. And
global bass
and very multicultural. There's you mentioned Ghana. They use Senegalese sub-art drumming, and they're based in Dusseldorf. So there you go.
BCUC.
I was excited to see them because they're an unusual kind of also like new yet sort of throwbacky and very different to have on the touring circuit. BCUC stands for Bantu Continua Uhuru Consciousness. They're a group from Soweto, black African musicians from Soweto, doing these long, extended, basically psychedelic, acoustic, whirring jam, rap, talk, back and forth call response, political and also just kind of cathartic. And to me, they remind me of certain elements of South African jazz, from stuff from the 70s, but kind of very much their own thing. And it was really exciting to see them.
Very punk to me, very punk.
Yeah.
African gungungu, and I love that word, like somehow that, like, and Afro-psychedelic.
Yeah, kind of like acoustic, but mostly acoustic psychedelia in this weird way, but totally rocking out.
And speaking of psychedelia.
So the final band was Combo Chambita, and they start off with this big instrumental. It lasted a handful of minutes, and I thought, this is like what happened to progressive rock when it moved south.
South.
And I don't mean New Orleans, right? I mean, we're going way south. Right?
Way south. Way south. Combo Chambita, they're New York-based, but they're fronted by Carolina Oliveros, and she has this background. She's from Barranquilla, you know, on the coast of Colombia, the Caribbean, and she has a background in bullerengue, which is this incredibly Afro-Colombian sound that is in Colombia and Panama and has roots to Funaná from Cabo Verde, calypso, kind of Afrobeat, Afropop, and even Haitian Comba, and they bring this all in, and to me they're like, they're trippy, they're freaky, they're punky, and like you said, Bob, they're tropical global south. And it's just a trio, and it's amazing the power they put out.
She was an extraordinary singer, too, and performer.
And then she came out in Wings. There was a lot feathered of glitter wings, yes, and feathered wings, and they were all in very shiny outfits. And it's like, you know, we talk a lot now about Afrofuturism. This was Afro-Latinxism.
They talk about tropical futurism. Exactly. That's what they call their music.
And modular synthesizers on stage from a synth player like myself. It was cool to see that. They had, like, the bass drum was triggering a modular synth, meaning a synthesized bass as well. So there's lots of stuff and chaos going on that made it even more thrilling than just having the bass, guitar, and drums is what you sort of saw, but there was many sounds, many things making many sounds. She had a stick rubbing against a stick in a way that was so percussive and so fast and so intense. It really informed her performance. What was that called?
Guacharaca, and it's made from the cane-like trunk of a small palm tree. Guacharaca.
Wow.
But she was going at it exactly like, you could speak in prog rock, like, she might as well have had an electric guitar, you know?
Thank you, absolutely. It was a great ending to it the night. I was under a purpley lit metallic palm tree listening to this music. I mean, what more, folks?
Yeah, they were fantastic. They were fantastic, Andrew. They were the psychedelic rockout band of the night, no question about it.
Yeah. Great having you all. We'll go out on this. Global Fest 2020, if you've never been, do it. All the songs we played today, including ones we didn't play today from bands that were on the stage last evening, we will put up online. And thank you all for being here. Wonderful.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Welcome 2019 from NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.